This is the Legends of Classic Rock.
I'm Jeff Woods, and this is In Conversation with Rush. Our special guests this hour, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson.
There's a place called Lovesick Lake, flows into Stony Lake, and there lived, or perhaps still lives, a legend from Arkansas originally who made Canada his home. A band called The Hawks backed him. They would become the band. Ronnie Hawkins, he started all of that, and I guess he helped Rush, in a way, start moving pictures. Tell us how.
We were looking for some place that we could set up and rehearse as well as do any kind of pre-album recording. And Ronnie had a little studio at his place up on Stony Lake, and he was up on the top of the hill on the lake. And in his garage, he had a rehearsal studio set up as well as a little garage for his cars. So it was handy for us to park our cars in there too, aside our equipment. And we basically just stayed up there for about a month, I think. Spent our days writing and rehearsing. And it was a really great environment. You know, it was summertime. The place was very vibey. The people that were at the house were very, very sweet. There was a really nice lady that took care of us, cooked dinner as a local woman. It was a friend of theirs. So there was a really good vibe and a really good energy. Mm-hmm. And I think that flowed through, right through the whole experience of the album. You know, there was a really good energy right from the beginning, right through it. Not to say that there wasn't a lot of hard work, but it was very, very positive.
What's interesting in thinking back, originally we were not going to do an album then. We were going to, I think, put out another live album, weren't we? And at the last minute, we changed our minds and decided, nah, screw it. Let's go back in the studio instead. We were fired up from Permanent Waves, I think, and wanted to kind of keep that going.
Did you do what John Lennon did to Ronnie and stick him with a massive phone bill?
No, but I wrecked his truck.
You did? Who was driving?
I had an airplane. Like, I was into model airplanes at the time, radio-controlled airplanes. I just got my pilot's license, so I was in this whole aviation thing. Built this airplane, took off a couple of flights. It was not bad. Got it up nice and high. The wing snapped, and it just did a spiral right into the top of his truck. And the next time I saw him, I said, Ronnie, I'm so sorry. You know, your truck was in the backyard and my plane and right in the top of the cab. And he said, well, it's not the first hole that's been up there.
Now, of course, I know Neil's the lyricist, but if you could give us some insight. Very few songs aren't with words by Neil, but Moving Pictures features a wonderful song that actually he co-wrote the words, if I'm not mistaken, with someone that you guys knew through Max Webster, who were tour mates with Rush. Pie Dubois, what can you tell us about the Neil Pie collaboration on Tom Sawyer?
Well, we were pretty good friends back then, and we were doing a lot of touring, as you said, together. I remember Pi giving Neil a few lyric sheets and saying if these are of any use ever. And one of them was called Louis the Warrior, and Neil pondered them for a while, and when we got to writing, he tooled around with it and kind of shaped it into more of our style. And Tom Sawyer was born. He'd done that once before with Closer to the Heart. A friend of his, Peter Talbot, who lives in the west coast of America, had sent him some ideas for Closer to the Heart, and Neil kind of forged them himself to be the song that it ended up being. It's nice when that happens, kind of a fresh input, some new kind of ideas, different rhyming, different, I don't know, just a different energy. And both those songs stand out in our collection of songs for different reasons. But I think it's nice to have some other person's energy involved sometimes.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. We'll be right back.
comes, so he gets high on you. When the space he invades, he gets by on you.
Speaking of moving pictures, the album cover, for anyone listening that's unaware, if you want to come and get your photo taken one day in front of the building that is featured on Moving Pictures, it's in Toronto, Canada, the corner of Queen and University.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Queen's Park.
And if you look really closely, you can maybe make out two or maybe even all three of the pictures. And speaking of you're not taking yourselves too seriously and injecting humor in pretty much everything you do, there's a couple of serious shots. People will know one of the images is being specific to Rush, but one of the images is nothing but funny.
Oh, dogs playing poker.
Dogs playing poker, the classic shot. Do you remember it was
all
that?
All dogs play poker.
Of course
everybody knows
that. Mine does.
So it's just fairly normal to put it on your album cover.
Was that a reaction of the art director to your sense of humor, or did you guys come up with that idea?
I think we collaborated on some of those ideas. We talked about what should be in the pictures.
Yeah, you know, we should get...
Why don't we get a dog playing cards or something stupid? One of them was supposed to be Joan of Arc, and it was actually the photographer, Deborah Samuels, who played Joan of Arc in that.
With the fire and the cross. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, and so I don't know who came up with the idea, but it was one of those great stupid jam sessions that we have where we just throw goofy ideas around. Yeah. Sometimes they stick. Now we do the same thing when we're making movies for our show. So.
Yeah. It's just way more expensive now.
Yeah. And very indulgent.
But a riot.
You've already been inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame. And now, who would have thought, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How does that feel?
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, we will be in there with Don Rickles and...
Cecil B. DeMille.
Cecil B. DeMille.
I hope it's in a really crappy street.
I don't know if you have to hope so much.
It's weird.
That's a weird one for sure.
I hope it's near a lingerie store or something. Really seedy burrito stand.
Or a deli.
Well, have you kicked your way along the boulevard and then kind of, you know, looked down at other people's stars and past?
Just around Man's Chinese Theater. Yeah. I always go down there when I'm with someone who's never been to LA. I always take them down to that part of town, and obviously it's kind of always a thrill to look at those things. But it must be pretty long by now.
I guess there's over 2,000. Somebody said it wouldn't have been great if it was, you know, the 2,112.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's a little higher than that now. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's quite
Thanks.
A feat. The funniest guy movies in recent times, 2009. I Love You, Man, immortalized the expression slap into bass and featured you guys. Did you love the movie, and how was the experience being in it?
Slap into bass.
I can't do it like that.
Say it right, like a leprechaun.
Yeah, what a moment in the film.
That was really so much fun for us. When we first got asked to do it, we were skeptical because, you know, we went through a period where we just said no to everything. You know, you want to do this TV show? Nah. And this came along at a period where we decided to be more open. And we read the script and we saw how prominently we were featured in it. And the director was making such a passionate plea for us to be involved that we couldn't say no, really. It was just too much of a love letter to Rush to say no. And the director is such a nice man. And I remember he told us that when he was negotiating with DreamWorks, and they said, well, who's your number two band if Rush won't do it? Because they don't do this kind of thing. And he said, there is no number two band. This has to be done, and it has to be done with Rush. So I felt really good for him that he was happy with the end result. And it was great fun to be on the set and to watch these actors working.
The cast are great, too. Yeah,
such nice people. They treated us so well. It was very sweet. Yeah.
It's a must-see movie, clearly.
There's more vintage Rush from Moving Pictures. Plus, Getty and Alex reflect on their loyal fans and the relatability of Rush around the world. It's all coming up when In Conversation with Rush continues right here in a moment.
This is the Legends of Classic Rock.